During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, toys just being toys. Except, how are they making that noise without any batteries in them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we love to hear them. Call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you can get that. You also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And hello today to Harper.
Hello.
How is life? You doing good?
Yep, my cat's missing.
At first, I thought you said your dad was missing, but it's your cat.
No, my dad is not missing. Good. My cat is missing.
I hate you that your cat is missing. But it's sad when your cat is missing. It's really difficult. And I'm really sorry that you're dealing with that.
Thank you.
And so she got out. And that's what's crazy about cats. It can happen so fast that you don't even know how or when they got out.
Who does know how cats get out at this point? Oh, it's like God. They teleport. Essentially, they do.
Last summer, when I came back, I was in Arkansas for a day. Good. And I came back and my pet sitter at the time was like, yeah, your cat got out. Sent me a picture and I'm like, yeah, but that's not my cat. That's the neighbor's cat. The whole way driving home, I'm thinking my cat's not out, but my cat was out. She just happened to take a picture of the wrong cat.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it was about 10 or 12 hours later when she finally came home. But you have a tracker on your cat, right? And
but
Tony,
the tracker is being weird.
Ugh. Because it's kind of a wooded area behind your house?
It's a very wooded area behind our house. And the tracker's not picking him up. Because it has to be in like a certain range, which I think is dumb.
I think it's dumb too. But your dad did see the cat, right?
Yes.
I have a good feeling. I know she's going to come back.
I miss that cat.
I know it. I know it. It's so hard when my cat was gone those 12 hours or something, whatever. Maybe it was more like 10. It felt like forever. When
I'm on day 3 without my cat.
Oh, Harper. Because I started crying as soon as I saw my cat. I just burst into tears. I'm like, oh my God, don't ever do that again. And you keep me posted. You text me as soon as you find her, okay?
Okay.
So would you like to hear a story?
I would absolutely love to hear a story.
Get your mind off things. So we've got a call. Here it is.
This is Alicia from Ohio, and I just recently came across your podcast, and now I'm hooked, and decided I'd call in and share an experience that I had a few years ago. So I am an early childhood educator, and a few years back, I worked in an infant room in the Columbus area. And the way our room was set up, we had a kitchen like area and then a half wall that went into the classroom. So one day, it was at the end of the day, I was cleaning up, putting toys away, and I was mopping the kitchen floor when one of my toys start going off. And I look over at the shelf and I'm like, oh, well, that's annoying. Well, maybe it's just that the batteries are, you know, the batteries are getting old and there's a short in it. So I just kind of ignore it and I keep cleaning up the area and it starts to go off again. So I stopped what I was doing. I grabbed a screwdriver, picked up the toy, undid the little door that, you know, holds the batteries, and lo and behold, there are no batteries. I know that this is the toy that was actually going off because it's one of those toys where you push a button and this little star would pop up and it would make a certain sound, a very distinct sound. And that's what I had been hearing. Of course, seeing that this toy had no batteries and had been going off while I was in the kitchen cleaning, I freaked out. I ran out of the room. There weren't any kids in there at the time. And I ran over to the classroom next to me and told the teacher what had happened. And she just kind of smiled and nodded her head and said, I'm not surprised that you had something like that happen. And I asked her, well, why is that? And she told me that a few years earlier, she had been in the room and it was nap time and the kids were sleeping. And they had this toy. It was this little bear, and you would poke the bear and it would move back and forth and play a song. She said she was sitting there in the rocking chair reading a book, and all of a sudden she hears the bear go off. So she looks over, and sure enough, the bear is rocking back and forth and playing that song. So that was really scary. That toy did not make it past that night. I threw it away. I don't recall ever having any other issues there. I mean, our room always felt cold, but that could just be, you know, something with the AC. I know that there's a lot of spots around the Columbus area that they've done excavations in and found Indian burial sites. I'm not saying that that is what happened or that that's what caused it, but it's just very interesting, and I've never had anything like that happen again. So anyways, thank you so much for what you guys do. Thank you for the podcast. It's nice to know that, you know, there are other people out there that have had experiences similar to mine, and I really appreciate it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I hope to hear this on the air. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What do you think about that? That's creepy.
That was creepy how the bear was imitating them.
The toy's going off. So then, and I get why she would think, oh, I got to go check the batteries. Like maybe the batteries are doing something weird. I don't know.
But there is no batteries.
There are no batteries.
That's just creepy.
Especially a toy sound, because it's kind of delightful. But when it shouldn't be playing, it's not very delightful. That's a really terrifying sound.
Yeah.
I talked to this one woman one night. She was telling me that that happened to her, and they had something in the basement. And when it turned on, it did that dun, 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 that creepy song.
Oh, I hate that song.
So she heard that sound. She goes downstairs and she unplugged it. And then she goes back upstairs. A little bit later, she heard it again. So she called her husband, and her husband's like, oh, you know, that has battery backup. And she's like, oh, didn't even think about that. Took the batteries out, heard it again after that. Then took it out of her house and like put it in a shed or something so she couldn't hear it at all. And that song of all songs, like, if you're just home cleaning or whatever you're doing because she was home by herself,
That is the last song I would want to hear.
Ugh. So I don't know how you even explain that. I don't know how. I mean,
You don't explain it. You just get rid of it.
Exactly. I think that's right. You could tell yourself, well, it's the batteries. And then when there are no batteries, then what do you tell yourself?
I don't know what you would tell yourself at that point.
Tell yourself, get rid of the damn toy.
Yeah.
Fast. You want to hear another story?
Oh, how I would love to.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. My name is Anna. So I just thought of a story that happened to me when I was at church on New Year's Eve. I think it was the first Christmas since my mom's dad had passed away. So, you know, it was pretty emotional for her and for my grandma and, you know, pretty much all of us around. And after the church service was done, you know, there were a lot of emotions flowing. Like, I think my mom was crying, my grandma was crying, and everyone was hugging each other. And I just, you know, kind of remember standing there, you know, waiting to head out and just saying hi to everyone. And I got this tap on my shoulder, and I immediately swung around, you know, to see, like, who tapped me. I thought someone was going to tell me Merry Christmas, like, hello, goodbye, you know, all that natural stuff. And no one was there. Like, I mean, there were people around, but no one was looking at me, and everyone was talking to people. Like, I asked everyone, like, did you tap my shoulder? Did you tap my shoulder? And everyone denied it. So I kind of took that as, you know, my grandpa was letting me know that he was still, you know, like, there with us for Christmas, even though he wasn't physically there with us. I tried not to look too much into it because, you know, maybe someone tapped my shoulder and then just, like, got carried away in a conversation. But I don't know. It brought kind of comfort to me that Christmas, you know, I think he is still there with us and he wanted us to know, or at least me to know, because I don't know if I'm sensitive. I hope I am. I've had a lot of interesting, you know, like, some could say creepy and some could say, I think it's really cool stuff happened to me, but, you know, who knows? But yeah, I thought I'd give you guys that little story.
So what do you think? Do you think that was her grandpa?
Or I do not.
Do you think it was somebody in the group just reached over and tapped her on the shoulder?
It sounds like something I would do.
Like, tap somebody on the shoulder and then take off?
Take off and then just deny it.
Let's put this in perspective. She was at a service where everybody was very emotional, so not really a great, now come to think of it, you probably
not
still
a great
would
time, but still,
but
I
not
would
a
do
time
it
to play pranks on somebody.
Okay, but like someone could have done it because it sounds like something I would do.
And you're right. I think that's one that could be debunked, but it also gave her a very warm feeling that it was her grandpa kind of reaching out to her. So when so here's another question then. When it's something like that, that it could be debunked, it could have been somebody else. But if it gives somebody that warm and fuzzy feeling, I don't want to take that away from them. You know,
neither
what I mean?
Do I.
You know, and if she felt like that and turned around and nobody was looking at her, nobody was there. I don't know. Maybe I think I would be open to the fact that maybe that was my grandpa. Maybe it wasn't. But it made me feel like it was.
Yeah, it could have been.
Do you think that people, after they pass, are able to communicate, like, loved ones in ways like that?
Yeah.
I do, too. I've had the experience happen more than once. Because I like to think they're not too far away. And so it's just kind of a nice feeling when you get the little literal tap on your shoulder. Okay, so could be debunked. But it also could have been Grandpa.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. And if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.